Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Tes Zayin, and we are 16 lines from the top of Daf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, the two dots. Hachoyteit Begadish. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Mershaba ben Devorah, Devorah ben Smecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda, and Eliezer Shmuel ben Chani Yitta. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos V'Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim. So the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph on the bottom said two halachas. The first halacha we discussed in the previous daf. We're up to the second halacha, which is Hachoyteit Begadish Lasis Lois Sukkah Einoi Sukkah. So if someone has a haystack and he decides that he's going to convert his haystack into a sukkah, so how did he do it? He removed hay. However, he maintained three walls, and he maintained the schach. Hay is kosher to be used as walls for a sukkah. Hay is kosher to be used as the schach of a sukkah. As a result, as long as the sukkah has two walls that are seven tefachim long, it has one wall that's even a tefach, as long as they're 10 tefachim tall, as long as the hay that's the schach covers enough that it's slosa meruba mechamasa. If you can check off all the boxes, in theory it should be a kosher sukkah. Stating that, the Mishnah said, ein a sukkah. Now we saw previously in the parak, the Rabbi Yochanan said, ein a sukkah means it's not a sukkah midairaisa, it's not a sukkah midrabanon. And the reason is because there's a halacha of tasa v'loy min ha'asoy. And tasa v'loy min ha'asoy states that it's not enough that you make a kosher sukkah. But what you have to do is that at the time that you place the schach on top of the sukkah would already have had to have been kosher. Now over here, the schach is the top layer of hay. When you piled up the hay, you didn't have a sukkah. When you piled up the hay, all you had was a stack of hay. So being that when that schach was originally placed, it wasn't kosher schach. So even though now you work backwards and you retrofitted it to the point where it is kosher schach, Tasa v'loy min ha'asui says that this sukkah is not going to be a sukkah midairaisa, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. So the Amar Rav Huna came and he qualified this halacha. He said, Loi shanu, you have to read the fine print. The only time this is true, that achoytet begadash in a sukkah, that's elosh ein shom chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. That's only if when you had the haystack, so the stack of hay went from the floor all the way to the top. If, however, the top layer of hay was covering and hovering over an area, even if that area was so low, it was only a tefach, as long as it was 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, then the halach is, avoyesham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva, harezu sukkah, it's going to be a sukkah. So what's the point? The point is that if what you had was a stack, and the schach wasn't schach, because it was just a bunch of hay piled up. So then if you create the sukkah, tasav aloy min ha'asoy. If, however, there was a mitzias of schach, not schach covering a kosher sukkah, but there was a chelik of hay that was covering an area so that you can technically, balabatish speaking, deem it on some level schach, then the halach is that you can work with what you have, carve out the right shiurim, and ultimately have a sukkah. Now, how much would you need it to be covering in order for it to not be a problem anymore of tasav aloy min ha'asoy? So it would have to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, because that is the shear of a sukkah. Additionally, it would have to cover 1 tefach. The point is, if it covers 1 tefach, it's considered an oil, so it's considered a cheftza of schach, even though it wasn't covering the 10 tefachim, which is technically what you would need in order for it to be a kosher sukkah. That in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, a chiddush like this needs a raya. Tanya nami hachi, we have a raya from a brisa. Chaytet begadash lasis leisukah, raises sukkah. The Mish brisa says, if someone's chaytet begadash lasis leisukah, it's a kosher sukkah. And at first glance, this halacha seems almost blasphemous. It's connected something we've seen so many times throughout the first parak. Achoytet begadash lasis leisukah, ain't a sukkah. How could the brisa say, I raise a sukkah? Vanantanan, ain't a sukkah. Elav shmamina, must speak it to Ravuna shmamina. There must be some sort of teretz. As far as we know, the best teretz is Ravuna's teretz. This brisa must be a riot to Ravuna. So usually when you have a tanya nami hachi, it's a black and white, a schwarz and weiss type of raya to a chiddush that an amora said. This is not black and white, but at the same time, we do have an obvious stira, and if we're going to be forced to reconcile this contradiction, then it makes sense to say Rav Huna Svara, and that's the Tanya Nami Hach. Ikid Rami Lam Mirma. Some had this aforementioned exchange in a slightly different nosach. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, our Mishnah. Chayti Begadosh Lassus Lay Sukkah in a Sukkah. Freit Gemar Vatanya. We just said the Brisa raised the Sukkah. It's a Sukkah. Am Rav Huna. Rav Huna said like Kasha. Count Pshiyeshem Chalal Tefach Pemeshach Shiva. One is talking about where even though there was a haystack, it clearly didn't have the dimensions of a kosher Sukkah, but at the very least the hay was covering a one tefach gap. Count Pshiyeshem Chalal Tefach Pemeshach Shiva. The Mishnah that says Achayti Begadosh in a Sukkah is talking about where you didn't even have the tefach. As a result, it's going to be a problem. So essentially, it's the same exact halacha of Rav Huna. What's the difference between the two lashonos? So sometimes they're more obvious, sometimes it's a little bit more subtle. In the first girsa, in the first lishna of the Gemara, Rav Huna said a halacha. He didn't say it in any particular context. He walked into Beis Medrash, said there's a Mishnah, I'm going to qualify the Mishnah. The Gemara brought a raya to Rav Huna from the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. In the second lishna of the Gemara, Rav Huna was actually addressing that stira. Rav Huna walked into Beis Medrash, he said, we have a Mishnah, problem is I have a Braisa, and to answer the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Rav Huna said the halacha. But just to speak out and fully appreciate the chiddush that Rav Huna is saying, a chiddush in halacha. Hachoytet begadish, lasis leisukah, enoi sukah, you have to read the fine print. That's only true if it wasn't covering an area of one tefach, but if it was covering a tefach, as long as it's b'meshach shiva, then it's already going to be a kosher sukkah. That's obvious. That's what Rav Huna said. Not once, twice, two l'shoynes, we chazed it already. Fine. But Rav Huna is also saying a chiddush in lamdas. Because what's tasav leiman asay? Tasav leiman asay, usually, you would think, means that when you place the schach on top of the sukkah, you have to have a kosher sukkah. If the schach is covering one tefach, you don't have a kosher sukkah. A kosher sukkah has to have schach that covers an area of 7x7, but it has to have depth, it has to have height of 10 tefachim. Over here, you don't have a height of 10 tefachim. Afal pikein, Rav Huna said a chiddush, the sukkah is going to be kosher. There's going to be no problem of tasav alei menasa. What's the pshat? Zokt Rashi. It's mavur that Rav Huna is saying alamdas. Tasav alei menasa is an issue if there's something wrong with the schach when you place the schach on top of the sukkah. So if there's a schach problem, then you say tasav alei menasa. But tasav alei menasa doesn't say that the sukkah has to be kosher when you place the schach. It says that the schach has to be kosher. So for example, if somebody was hidlo les hagefen ves hadalas ves hakisos, which was attached to the ground and you put it on top of the sukkah, and then you snipped it, that's possible. Why? Because the schach was possible because it was attached to the ground. Now, after you put it on top of the sukkah, you cut it. You can't, after placing the schach, make the schach kosher. Over here, the schach was kosher. As long as it was a cheftz of schach, it was covering an area of one tefach, that's already enough for it to be schach kosher. The sukkah was possible because she'enu gevaya asara tefachim. If you don't have walls of 10 tefachim, that's the first mission of the Masechta, it's going to be possible. But the issue wasn't a schach issue. The issue was a tefanis issue. Tassav leiman asri doesn't care about the tefanis. Why not? Oh, this is what Rashi said on Daf Beis, and what Rashi said multiple times since Daf Beis. It's because when you talk about asiyas asukkah, you only care about the schach. You don't care about the tefanis. The few sugyas that mentioned tefanis, the Rishonim struggled to figure out. Why do we suddenly care about the tefanis? Mehechatesi, for example, basukas, yeshem lemikri, yeshem lemasiris, doesn't mean three walls, doesn't mean four walls, and the Rishonim asked the kasha, what? Basukas shouldn't mean walls. It should mean schach. It always means schach, the word sukkah, right? Just to bring out how far the Rishonim take this. But the point is, tasim v'leiman asui is a halach in hilchas schach, and all it cares about is the schach. So if the schach is kosher, even the sukkah itself was possible, but if it's possible because of the tfanis, there's not going to be a problem of tasim v'leiman asui. Sok t'mishnah v'ayte, ha-mashal shud fanus, mil-malo l'mato. So someone's building a sukkah, and what he did was, he worked tzedek tzedeks, he worked backwards, he took walls, he attached it to the schach, and he started working his way down. So the walls are attached to the schach. He has three walls. Perfect. The problem is it doesn't go all the way to the ground. Says the Mishnah, if it's more than three tefachim above the ground, psula, it's going to be possible. Meaning, if it's within three tefachim from the ground, it's mashma, it's going to be kosher. What if somebody worked in the other way? You started building walls for your sukkah, it's attached to the ground on the bottom, but it doesn't go all the way up to the schach. As long as it's 10 tefachim tall, I don't care if there's a big gap between the top of the wall and the schach. Halacha says it's going to be kosher. So if someone has walls that don't go floor to ceiling, that's essentially what we're discussing. Either it's attached to the schach, it doesn't go all the way to the ground. It's attached to the ground, it doesn't go all the way up to the schach. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says it depends. If you're mishalshel, if you're going down, if it's attached to the schach, it doesn't go all the way down to the ground. So then if it's within three tefachim, beseder. If it's more than three tefachim off the ground, you're going to have a problem. If you're going milamata, limala, if you're going in the other way, so then the halacha is, it's always going to be kosher. Rabbi Yossi said, kishem shalamata lamayla asar tefach. Just like milmata lamala, as long as the wall is 10 tefachim tall, then the halach is, I don't care how much gap there is between the wall and the schach, the halach is it's going to be kosher. So too, if you go milmala lamata, it doesn't matter if how much space you have between the bottom of the wall and the ground, and even if it's more than 3 tefachim, the halach is that it's going to be kosher, says the Gemara. But my komiflike. So what's the machloik is Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. And again, the words of the Machloikis is, where you have a wall that's attached to the schach, it doesn't go all the way down to the ground. In fact, it's more than three tefachim above ground. According to the Chachamim, this is a possible wall. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a kosher wall. So the Gemara says, what's the hezbro of the Machloikis? Mar sovar mechitza tluya materes, u mar sovar mechitza tluya in a materes. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that a mechitza tluya, a mechitza, a wall that's suspended, it's hanging, it doesn't touch all the way to the ground, that's a kosher wall. Whereas the Chachamim hold that a mechitza tluya is not a mechitza. That's the Gemara. Tan hasam, we learned in a Mishnah over there. Now, where's there? Irvin daf pei vav amed alef. Baruch Shemin Shtei Chatzeres. There was a pit that was in between two Chatzeres. So this was a pit that had water inside of it. Part of the pit was a part of one chatzer, and the other part of the pit was a part of another chatzer. So yeah, this is an Erevin case 101. You have two chatzeres that are adjacent to each other. There's a wall, this is important, that divides the two chatzeres. As in most of the pictures, when you learn Masechtas Erevin, you have two chatzeres next to each other. There's a wall that separates the two chatzeres. There was a wall, regular wall, that separated the chatzeres. However, underneath the wall, there was a large cistern. There was a large pit. There was water inside, and the Olim used to take water from the pit, and that's the way they used to use it. Now, the pit was chatzi in one chatzer, and it was the other chatzi in the other chatzer. So the Mishnah says that if you have a situation like this, Eim Malvi Menav Shabbos, no one's allowed to take any water from this pit on Shabbos. Not the people living in Chatzar A, not the people living in Chatzar B. Elam kein asala mechitza asarat fachin, unless you make some sort of mechitza. Now, just before we continue the Mishnah, obviously the backdrop to this halacha is the halacha of Eruve Chatzeres, which says that you're not allowed to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar unless you make some sort of Eruv or Shituv to combine the two Chatzeres. Even though each Chatzar is a Rishus HaYachid, and Midday Raisa, there is no Isser to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid. However, the Rabbanon were geyser, and they said that if the ownership structure of one Chatzar is different than the ownership structure of the other Chatzar, then it would be Isser to carry, unless you make some sort of Erev. So obviously, if they made an Erev, we're not having this conversation. But Hacha B'maya Skrinon, where they didn't make an Erev. So says the Mishnah, the Halach is that if you want to carry from one to the other, you would not be able to. And the reason is because the water that's in the bar is assumed to be in my chatzar, it's in your chatzar, it's one big tarivus. And as a result, taking water from the bar, even if I take it from my side of the wall, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's all considered to be mixed up, and therefore you're going to be violating the Issa D'Rabbanan of carrying from one chatzar to another chatzar when it's in a mishutefes, where you didn't make some sort of error between the two of them. So what if you want to do it? There is an Eitzah. Elam kein asla mechitza asarat fachim. If you made a mechitza that's 10 fachim, this should not be confused with the wall that separates between the two chatzeres. That went on top of the bar. If you made a mechitza inside the bar, so then the halach is, that can work. Bein melmala. Now, it doesn't matter if you make the mechitza, you place a melmala, which means inside the bar, but not on top of the water, above water level, bein melmata, or it's more on top of the water, bein betoich oignoi. Now, Rashi says, bein betoich oignoi is not a third condition, but koloimar, it's a koloimar, Rashi. What it means is, ubovachet hei betoich oignoi shalom. I mean, as long as you put the mechitza inside the perimeter, inside the rim of the bar, so that in and of itself will be okay. It doesn't matter if it's higher up, if it's lower down, it's touching the water, it's not touching the water, this is going to be fine. That's what the Chachamim say in the Mishnah Masechta Zeir, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, he had a different understanding of what the halach is. He said, according to Beis Shammai Milmal, it has to be Bamato. Beis Hillel Milmato, and according to Beis Hill, it has to be Bamato. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda listened to all this, and he said, I don't even understand this halach. He says, what's the big deal? What are you accomplishing by putting a mechitza? Don't you have a wall that's going on top of it? So once you have a wall that's going on top of it, so let that wall in and of itself work. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's listening to the Tanoim discuss this case. Again, you have two chatzeres, they're side by side. There's a wall that goes in between the two chatzeres, but underneath the wall, there's a pit. And the pit is partially in one chatzah, partially in another chatzah. The Olam did not make it ruva chatzeres, and as a result, you can't carry water even from your side because it's all considered to be mixed up. What do you have to do? So the Tanoim said, you have to make some sort of mechitza. If you make a mechitza, put something in the pit, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And again, the mechitza doesn't go from the bottom of the pit all the way to the top. Just throw it inside the rim of the bar, and that's going to be okay. So where do you put it? Chachamim said, anywhere. No malo, no mata. Shem Gamliel said, no, it's machab sham besil. Beshamai said, no malo. Besil said, no mata. But the bottom line is we need to create some sort of mechitza inside the pit to make this work. And again, to be clear, this mechitza is not such a bona fide mechitza. It's not like it's going from the floor all the way to the top. You're just throwing it in there somewhere, mamala lamata, but it's not a regular bona fide mechitza. But putting that mechitza, that's what makes it work. So Rabbi Yehuda said, fashtenish, if you're trying to create some sort of mechitza and you're going to work with some magical type of idea, then let's just work with the wall that we have on top of the house. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's taina. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanan said, name Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi this kind of Rabbi Yehuda, that what's wrong with the wall that's on top of the pit? Oh, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yosi now was sugi, the Omar who said, Mechitza Tluya Materes. Rabbi Yosi Shita was that if you have a wall, even if it doesn't go all the way down to the ground, however, it's okay. It's fine. Just like you can schlep a wall milmata lemala, so too you can schlep a wall milmala lemata, which is essentially, the Gemara says, what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Being that you have a mechitza anyways, just schlep the mechitza milmala lemata, and that in and of itself is going to be okay. B'milam acherim, what Rabbi Bar Bachana is saying, the name Rabbi Yochanan, is that the reason the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Erevin didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason they held you had to put a special mechitza in, is because they held like the Chachamim in the Mishnah Sukkah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that mechitza tluya eino materes, that in order for a mechitza to work, it has to go all the way down to the ground. And being that the wall that goes on top of the pit in the chatzah doesn't go all the way to the top, bottom of the ground, so it's for that reason, that wall in and of itself is not going to be okay. So just to explain this a little bit better, before we go weiter. So, we have a machlokes tanaim, what to do in the case with the pit. Rabbi Yehuda held, there's a wall that's going on top of the pit, let that wall be the mechitza, you have nothing to worry about. Chum said no, that wall in and of itself can't be the mechitza, you'd have to create some sort of mechitza inside the pit. And now we have a little bit of a hesper. The hesper is, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and that mission in the air, is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and now a mission right here. There's a machlokes where the mechitza tluy is materis, and mechitza tluy is not materis, and that's really what the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda holds. You could schlep mechitzas all the way down to the ground, whereas the Chachamim hold you cannot. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, use the kaisel, schlep it down. The Chachamim said, you cannot. Now, if the Chachamim hold that mechitza tluy is ainu materis, what did we accomplish by putting the mechitza inside the pit? That mechitza, if it's milmalo, doesn't go all the way down to the ground. So it's weiter mechitza tluya. So if mechitza tluya is ain't a materis, and that's why you can't use the wall that goes on top of the pit, so what are you accomplishing by putting a mechitza inside the bar? So pashup pshat in the Gemara, you can't learn this Gemara without this havon. So pashup pshat in the Gemara is because there's a difference between creating a mechitza for the sole purpose of dividing the water versus using the wall that's anyways there not to divide the water, but simply to act as a barrier between these two chatzeres. The Chachamim said that even though mechitza tluya ain't a materes, but when it comes to water, you can create a mechitza tluya, and that will work. But the condition is, it has to be hinani muchanim zuman, lekaye mechitza materes. That's tluya to be matter me to be allowed to take it from the water. You have to say l'shem yichud. It has to have a mitzvah shrichas kavona. That's the way you have to do it. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And the reason it works when you make this whole Hashem Yichud is because there's a halacha mesach, this Erevin kalhu sheikilu chachamim b'mayim. That when it comes to water, Chazal allowed certain kulas. So really, the wall itself can't go all the way down to the ground. Mechitzot tluya ain't a materis. If, however, you made the mechitzot l'shem kach, then it's going to be okay. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan said that the machloikis Rabbi Yosef, the chachamim of the Mishnah, sunkat daf tezayinim and aleph, is the same as the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Pei Vav. In Sukkot HaZayin, we're discussing the halachis of Mechitza Yisla'inyan Sukkah. In Erevin Pei Vav, we're discussing the halachis of Mechitza as it relates to Eruvei Chatzeros. However, at Sada Shava Shebehen, is that there was a Machloikis Tanam, whether Mechitza Tluya is a Mechitza, or Mechitza Tluya is not a Mechitza. And on that comment that Rabbi Yochanan said, the Gemara says, Velohi. It's not muchach. Meaning, loy Rabbi Yehuda savor like Rabbi Yosi, v'loy Rabbi Yosi savor like Rabbi Yehuda. I can argue Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Loy Rabbi Yehuda savor like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi, because I'd come like Rabbi Yehuda hasam elabei ruv chaseres to Rabbanan. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that mechitza tluya works, that the wall on top of the bar can work? That's because we're dealing with a ruv chaseres. The whole institution of a ruv chaseres is a din de Rabbanan. So for a din de Rabbanan, you can use a mechitza tluya. Avalocha sukkah de raisa loy. But here we're dealing with sukkah, which is a de raisa. Basuka is teishvu shivas yomim is a mitzvah deiraisa. So being that we're dealing with deiraisa, maybe over here Rabbi Yehuda never said his halach. But Rabbi Yosi said like Rabbi Yehuda, and I can argue to the contrary. I can argue that maybe Rabbi Yosi who said it by sukkah wouldn't have said it by ruv chaseres, because I'd come like Rabbi Yosi. When did Rabbi Yosi say the halach? Ela basuka the mitzvah saseh. That's only true by sukkah, which is a mitzvah saseh. Meaning all it is a mitzvah saseh. Avol Shabbos isser skila, but Shabbos which is an isser skila loy. And even though there we're not dealing with Shabbos that's isser skila, we're dealing with Shabbos derabbanan. But at the same time, being that the underlying idea of Shabbos is an isser skila, Rashi says, therefore machmirin afilu b'midi derabbanan the isba. You find sometimes chumris even by a Shabbos derabbanan based on the fact that Shabbos fundamentally is a din deraisa. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says not muchach that Rabbi Yehuda would have held like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi would have held like Rabbi Yehuda. Because even though big picture they're saying the same thing, they're both saying mechitza tluyim materes, but at the same time, Rabbi Yosi said it by sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda said it by ruv chaseres, and there's a svar to say that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have said it by sukkah because there's a deraisa, and there's a svar to say Rabbi Yosi wouldn't have said it by Rabbi Yehuda because it's Shabbos, and Shabbos is just more chomer. Even when it's a derabbanon, Shabbos is more chomer. Now the Gemara says if that's true, that maybe Rabbi Yosi would have never said halacha by Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks a kasha like a toisus vim toimar. So if that's the case, ma'isa shenasa b'tzipori al pi minasa. So apparently there was some story. The Gemara is going to say what the story was that took place in Tzipori, where they relied on a mechitza tluya. Now the Gemara assumed that Tzipori, who was the Rav in Tzipori, when Rabbi Yosi was alive, it was Rabbi Yosi. So it felt like the Gemara thought that that was probably Rabbi Yosi l'shitasai, who was not there a mechitza tluya. But now that you're telling me that maybe Rabbi Yosi only said the halacha by sukkah, he himself never said the halacha mechitza tluya by Shabbos. So v'im toimar, who was the one that was matter that mechitza tluya on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, lo yapi Rabbi Yosi, it wasn't Rabbi Yosi, el api Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. It was Rabbi Yosi's son, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, who enochinami holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yosi himself, you have no raya held like, so the Gemara says, my maisa, what was this story? T'chiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Because when Rav Dimi came from right to back to Bavel, he said the following: there was once a small kehila in Eretz Yisrael, and they forgot to bring a sefer Torah. This happened in Tzipori on Erev Shabbos. L'machar came Shabbos, and you have to have a sefer Torah. This is a classic Shema Yavirenu Dalanamis Rishus Rabbim. We have a little bit of a problem over here. Now, this wasn't a Rishus Rabbim. This was actually in a chatzah, but they didn't make an erev in the chatzah, so they couldn't take the sefer Torah out of somebody's house and go bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. That wasn't an option. Rashi says, by the way, why didn't they just keep the Sefer Torah inside the Beis HaKnesses? It's usually what you do. Right, they forgot to make an Erev, now they have a problem. How are you going to go by Hibin Saya Aron? What do you mean? The Dun Kodesh is in this Medrash. What exactly is the problem? So Rashi says, because of Nachrim, they used to steal the Sefer Torah, so they had to hide the Sefer Torah. Anyways, they forgot to make an Erev. So the next day, Parsu Sadin and Al-Gabi Amudim, they view Sefer Torah, Vikarubai. What they did was they made these Mechitzes Tluyos. They took Sadinim and they tied them to amudim, to poles, and by creating mechitzas using the poles and the sheets, they were able to create a path, and using that path, they were able to bypass the whole problem of a Eruv Chatzeres Ayin Masechtes Erevin. But the point is, as this was something that they were allowed to. The Gemara says, one second, Pirsu Sol Kadaitach, Meichon Avim B'Shabbos. The word Pirsu sounded a little bit like they started bringing poles, and they started, if there was no Eruv Chatzeres, they couldn't have done that either. Elo Matzu Sedin and Prusin Agabi Amudim, they found this. This was like set up already. And they were able to somehow farnagle by using this path, and they were able to read from the Sefer Torah. What do you see from this story? That they had mechitzas that were using poles and sheets. Now the Gemara is assuming the sheets didn't go all the way down to the ground. So if it didn't go all the way down to the ground, how was it allowed to be used? In fact, it was more than 3 tefachim above ground. The teretz is, it was a mechitzat loya. Oh, and it was in Tzipayri, and it's Rabbi Yossi L'shitasai. But if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yossi only said it's halacha by sukkah, not by Shabbos, you can't say it was Rabbi Yossi L'shitasai. So the Gemara says, okay. That was the Ve'im Taimer. The Ve'yesh Leimer is, maybe this story didn't happen under the auspices of Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it happened under the guidance and the supervision of Rabbi Yishmael by Rabbi Yossi. So just to, again, bring out one point that's Nogeya, the Havana of the Gemara. So we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, whether Mechitza Tluyas Materes or Mechitza Tluyas Eina Materes. And it comes up in two Mishnayas and Shas. Sukkah daf tezayin amar aleph with regards to the walls of a sukkah, and erev and daf peivav with regards to the walls as it relates to the halachos of eruvei chatzeres. And again, to be clear, everybody agrees that if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim, it's attached to the ground, but doesn't go all the way up to the schach, that's fine, that's not a problem. We look at it as if it's attached to the schach. It's in the reverse. If it's when you want to be meshalshel the tfanis, it's attached to the schach, and you want to bring it all the way down to the ground, that's when you're running into this machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether mechitza tluyas materes, or mechitza tluyas eina materes. Now, when you have a wall that's attached to the ground, and you're schlepping it up to the schach, how does that work? Walls have to be attached to schach. Wachura. So, if you have a wall that's 10 tfachim, no worries, there's a gap between in and the schach, al tadak. You're able to schlep it, and that's going to be okay. The teretz is, it's based on the halacha of good asik. Good asik is a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Gemara mentioned it on the Vav Amid Beis. This is Sukkah, Shabbos, Erev in 101. The Gemara said, mechitza is halacha l'moshe misinai. What does that mean? L'good, v'lovud, v'doifan akuma. Good, as in good asik. So good asik means you can take the wool and you can schlep it. If that's the case, why is a mechitza tluya not a mechitza? What happened to the inverse of good asik, which is good achis? Just like you could be good asik, you can bring a wall up, there's also a loch of good achis, you can bring a wall down. We spoke out the chiddush from the Rashash, that the Rashiva of Yeruchim brings in the Yerech L'mayadim, which is that Shlishas Avilu Tefach also works with good. You can schlep up, you can schlep down, and you can even schlep along the length and the width of an area. But the point is, for sure, there's something called good achis. So if there's something called good achis, what's Pshat Mechitza Tluya Ein Materes? And the truth is, if you would ask Rabbi Yossi, Mechitza Tluya is Materes, why? Good achis Mechitzas. What's the question? But if that's the case, what's Pshat Mechachamim? Do the Chachamim not hold of good achis mechitzas? So that's a mistake. The Chachamim hold of good achis mechitzas. But at the same time, the Chachamim also hold that if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's not going to be okay. And the reason they hold in such a case it's not going to be okay is because if you have a wall that a goat can walk underneath, thus is Nishkan wall. And you can give me lumdas from today till tomorrow. Good asik, good achis. You can tell me everything you want to tell me. But at the same time, if a gedi is yochel, if a gedi is able to go underneath it, it's able lehizdaker bevas roish, that's in and of itself an inherent problem, and that knocks out the whole kashrus of the wall. Now, you have to know then, where is ever going to be negeya d'alacha good achis mechitzas? And just to understand it even a drop better, don't tell me it's negeya good achis mechitzas where it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, because then I have to come on to good achis mechitzas, because then I have love. Love is another one of the halachas l'moshe misina. So, the chachamim, for sure, agree with the concept of good achas mechitzas. It's just that the Chachamim say that if a gedi is able to go underneath the wall, that's not a wall. What's that share? It's three tefachim. Rabbi Yossi is not worried about that. But at the end of the day, the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is not whether you say good achas mechitzas or not. Everybody holds you say good achas mechitzas. The machlokes is whether you could say good achas mechitzas in a case where the gedi is able to go underneath. Now, what is the hecha timtza of the Chachamim of good achas mechitzas? So that's not for today's daf. But the point is just to take away that don't walk away from the sugya thinking that this machloikis mechitza materis is mechitza tuli materis in materis is some abstract machloikis. It really goes to the core of an understanding of the halacha of good achas mechitzas. Rabbi Yossi Shita is for sure predicated on good achas mechitzas. It would feel tempting to think that the Chum disagree with the whole premise of good achas mechitzas. The ramifications of that are too much, and as a result, you have to say the Chachamim agree to the concept of good achas mechitzas. However, they limit it to certain instances. Our sugya, if a gedi is able to go underneath it, in that case, you're not going to say good achas mechitzas. Rav Chisda said in the name of Avimi, machzeles arba mashu. If somebody has a mat, and the mat is four tefachim and a mashu, materis besukkah, mishum doifin. You can use it as a sukkah for a doifin. So how tall does the wall of a sukkah have to be? 10 tefachim, it's the first mishnah. So the wall of a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall. So Rav Chisda said in the name of Avimi, you actually don't have to construct a wall that's 10 tefachim. If you know a little bit how the machinations of sukkah works, 4 tefachim and a mashu and you're done. That's already going to be okay. Says Mara, what do you mean? Hechi yavid. Tali le be'emtza. You're going to put it in the middle. Pachas mishloish alamat. It's going to be within 3 tefachim from the ground. Upachas mishloish alamayla. And it's going to be within 3 tefachim from the schach. So again, it's 4 tefachim and a mashu, which means that if you have less than 6 tefachim of avir, that's going to make up your 10 tefachim. And you're going to take the less than 6 tefachim of avir, and you're going to cut it in half. Half it on the bottom, half it on top. It's within 3 tefachim from the floor, it's within 3 tefachim from the schach. It's going to be okay, because you have the halacha of lavud. So Rav Chisda, Amar Avimi, did a little back of the envelope arithmetic. He said, once you know the principle of lavud, so you don't have to have a wall that's 10 tefachim. It's obvious. I mean, what was the chiddush? That a wall has to be 10 tefachim? That's the first Mishnah. Lavud, everyone knows lavud. So what exactly is the chiddush? So the Gemara says, "Ma'ad teima." I would have thought, "Lavud avrim." Trade lavud oyamin. I would have thought maybe you say lavud once, say lavud twice. Kamash malon. That was his chiddush. You could say lavud even twice. Meisave akasha from a brisa machzela shiva umashu materis besukah mishum doifin. If you have a mat that's 7 tefachim and a mashu, you can use it as a doifin. It sounds like the smallest of machzelas can be, and for you to be able to use it as a doifin is 7 and a mashu. It's not like what Rav Chisda and Avimi did as before in a mashu. Kitanya, the Gemara says that brisa is talking about a sukkah gedayla. It was a larger sukkah, meaning the schach was very high up. And because the schach was very high up, you couldn't do it as 4 tefachim and a mashu. Meaning, in order to make it work, you would have to be within 10 tefachim. Less than 3 tefachim from the ground, less than 3 tefachim from the schach. But if the schach is taller, then obviously the mat is going to have to be taller. So the Gemara says, "Oh, my kamashmalan." So what's the chiddush then? Oh, the chiddush is the mishalsh l'tfanos milmalo l'mata k'rab yoisi. That in such a case, it's as long as it's within 3 tefachim from the top, at that point you have 10 tefachim, and once you have 10 tefachim, then you can be mishalshal all the way to the bottom, and even if it's going to be more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's still going to be okay, because once you have a mechitza tluya, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi said, Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, Sheni Mukayimai. And in that case, the halach is, you're actually going to be able to use it. And just to clarify one more point, there's a halach of good asik mechitzos, Rabbi Yossi, good aches mechitzos, but that's only when you have a wall that's 10 tefachim, right? That's just important to understand this last Gemara we just learned. Once you have 10 tefachim, you could schlep walls all over the place. But you have to start off with a mechitza, and a mechitza means it's 10 tefachim. What Rabbi Chisda Amar Avimi was saying was that if you want to create a mechitza without actually having 10 tefachim, you can do that too. But then you can't use good achas and good asik. Good achas and good asik is when I wake up in the morning, I have a mechitza. Oh, very nice. Shalom aleichem. Mechitza. Now I can take the mechitza. I can start yanking it everywhere. That's good. But I have to first have a mechitza. You can't create a mechitza of asara tefachim using good asik and good achas. Good asik and good achas needs to have a mechitza when it's already. Rabbi Yossi is lashing in the Mishnah. Kishem shalomata. When you have asara tefachim, now you can work with good. But it has to start off with asara tefachim. To create a mechitza of asara tefachim, I can use love. There are other things I can use. And that's what Rav Vimi and Rav Chizda was saying. Talk to Gemara Vaita. One last Gemara. Rav Ami. Pasna Arba Mashu Mata Besoka. If someone has a board that's four tefachim and a mashu, so now we're discussing the length of the board. So if it's four tefachim and a mashu, the halach is you can use it as a sukkah mishum doifen. You can use it as a wall. All right, what do you mean? A wall has to be seven tefachim. You can put it within three tefachim of the daifin, and then you'll have lavud, and based on that, it's going to be okay. The word says, Maiko Mashmalan, what's the chiddush? Again, that a wall has to be seven tvachim, we know that by now. One of the six times we pass on the Bishamai, that you say lavud, everyone knows that. So the Gemara says, Hakka Mashmalan, no, the Shir Meshach Sukha Ketana Shiva. No, Rav Ami felt that it was important to say this again, that Rav Ami wanted to tell it to his kehila, to his oilam, to his chevra, so this, and the halacha is like Bishamai, that it's seven tvachim, and that essentially was the ganze chiddush that Rav Ami was coming to say. Now, just one last thing that the Rishonim talk about, Taisus on the bottom of the Yomid, into Daf Yud Zayin, is that Rav Ami said that in order to have a kosher wool of a sukkah, it has to be arbo, mashu, and you have to work with lavud. What happened to shlishas afilu tefach? Rishonim asks this kasha. But the teretz is equally as pashat. That's for the shlishas. That's for the third wall. The third wall can work afilu tefach. But two of the walls have to be regular walls. And that's where Rav Ami is saying that as it relates to the shtayim kilchasam, where maybe you could have had a havamina that it has to be full walls, kamash malan, that if even all you have is four and a mashu, and you're working with lavud, lavud works. It gives me my shtayim kilchasam, then a shlishas tefach, and you're going to have a kosher sukkah.